If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How far are you willing to go to help somebody? How much are you willing to ask somebody to help you get out of something? It's the Bee Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, I'm Billy. Hope.
There's a video going viral. This woman texted her husband and said, "I'm trying to get out of work. Can you please pretend to faint in front of the Ring camera so that I have video proof that I need to leave?"
That and is very extreme.
Oh my God. In front of the Ring light on his phone, and that just boop. Collapse.
And there she is at work like, "Oh my gosh, everyone, I have to go.
I hope you'll excuse me. My husband just fainted."
Wow. I've been a phone call at a specific time for somebody out on a date. And that way they have an out. If it's not going well, they could just be on the phone and be like, "Hello. Oh no. Okay, I will be right there." Or if it's going well, they can be like, "Oh yeah, I'm out on a date. I'll call you later when I'm done here." So that way that gives them an out if they need it.
I've had to call in sick for a loved one because they didn't sound sick and weren't very good at acting. So I had to be like, "They are just so sick. It's so bad." I had to make the call for them.
Were they at least coughing in the background?
I don't know. Like Ferris Bueller with his, with his keyboard.
A lot of times I see a survey and I go, "That's bull. There's no way that's true." It's the Bee Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy. Hope is here. TJ's here. The average man, according to this year's survey, says 67% of men feel confident, more confident when sporting a suit or a tuxedo.
Huh. See, my husband feels stupid in them. That's how unfamiliar he is. He doesn't feel confident.
Yes.
He looks around like, "Well, they're not as dressed up," or I just feel foolish.
It's so out of the norm for him because he's a hoodie and jeans guy.
He only feels good in that. Right. And I'm like, "Yeah, but you look so handsome."
And that's the thing.
But that makes him feel foolish.
For a dude suiting up, first of all, those people, like when I MC an event, don't know that I spend 90% of my time in sweatpants and a t-shirt. So when I'm out, I always feel much better. It's even fake to the point where I feel more confident and smarter just because I have on a stupid suit.
Just a blazer.
That's it. Even just
ups
a blazer.
Your IQ.
Yes. A blazer and a good pair of shoes, even with jeans. Ups your game a little bit.
Okay.
For a dude.
For confidence.
Is there a female equivalent of the suit that gives you confidence?
Or an ego boost? When I come out of a haircut and color and style, and I have like one of those great blowouts. That's what it's called, Billy. It's a great blowout. And I'm like walking out of there. And it's where you catch glimpses of yourself in like a window. And you're like, "Oh my God, I look so good." And you just want to go somewhere. So you just run into like a Marshalls or something. Just so you can.
That's where you go to impress people?
No, I just, an example. Like you just go into the closest store. Yeah. Just because you want that confidence for as long as you can. When in reality, you really don't have anywhere important to go. You're going to go home and go to bed, but you're like, "This is too good to waste."
So blowouts, I mean, when do you get those done? Like before a wedding, before
rarely.
A big event? Like you don't do that on the regular?
No. That's why my confidence is, you know, sporadic.
Gotcha.
If I came in here every morning with the confidence of a blowout,
If you had a staff.
Oh my gosh. Blowout TJ would blow you all away. She would be in this joint. Oh my gosh.
See, I'm the opposite. I cannot get my hair professionally done anymore. The last time I had it done, it got cut way too short, and I literally cried for like 2 weeks. She was supposed to take off 1 inch, took off like 6.
But Ooh. What makes you feel confident then? That's just mine.
See, when I have a pair of heels on, I'm a different person. The rhythm of the clacking of some heels on a marble floor. The doom, 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 doom.
Oh,
you need to see the dance that she just did while she made that noise.
I was
noise.
A little uncomfortable.
If it was socially acceptable for me to wear heels to work, if everyone wasn't in jeans and like sweatshirts, I would be wearing heels every single day. But I'm already so tall. I'm 5'9". So then to throw heels in there and I'm like 6'2", sometimes depending on the heels.
So
is that a power move for a lady to look down at the men? Physically?
I haven't had any experiences where I look down at a lot, but I'm like eye to eye, and I definitely think that they're uncomfortable that I'm looking eye to eye with them.
Wow. See? I mean,
and you're tall too.
I'm tall, yeah.
You put heels on, you gotta be 6 foot.
Oh yeah, I'm pushing way over 6 foot with heels on. And it is. It makes you stand up straighter. It improves your posture, right?
Yes.
And with great posture, I don't know.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Comes great power.
Okay.
Well, I got one of the items on the list that Hope is about to read that I am adamantly for. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope is here. TJ is here. Tell us about this list you found.
We're talking about societal things that people think we should quit. Number one on the list, I agree with, shaming people for double texting.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Double texting.
You probably do it anyways.
So what is it? So I'm thinking, for me, in my mind, double texting means I'm hey, Hope, I need you to take care of blah, blah, blah tomorrow. And then I immediately send another text going, and blah, blah, blah. Is that double texting?
No, not necessarily. So it's not if it's in the same thought in addition to what you just sent. It's a lot of times it comes with dating that you don't want to look desperate if you send a text and then you don't hear back in a couple of hours
and then you send another one,
either changing the subject or being like, hey, are you there? Like, I'm busy. But I think if somebody doesn't respond, we're all so busy. It depends on the length of time you're waiting to double text. In general, I'm pro double texting.
Okay. But maybe just like, you know, double texting, but not like texting someone, waiting an hour, and then just sending a question mark. That's aggressive. So maybe just not such aggressive double texting.
Yeah. I think it depends on the motive. Like, if my mom's at work and I'm like, hey, are we still good for dinner? And I'm like, oh my God, look at this shirt I just found.
Okay.
Like, if it's like different thoughts and she just hasn't opened it because she's at work, I'm pro that. I'm like, don't make me feel bad about double texting.
She's at work.
Exactly. So that's why I'm not offended that she hasn't answered. Yeah. I'm like, here's my endless stream of thoughts throughout the day.
Here's one on the list that I agree with. That women should be polite all the time and considered ladylike.
That's boring.
Okay.
Being polite all the time.
Being polite all the time. Right. But I don't disagree with the ladylike. There is a part of me that's like, look, we're ladies. There is a part of me that thinks like that. Like, I don't fight with other, I've never punched anyone. Because to me, I'm
that
like,
we know of.
That's unladylike. I don't know. So I do have that stuck in my head. However, I can't be in a good mood all the time. I just can't. And the fact that men aren't held to the same standards, like you guys are having a bad day, you're having a bad day, right? You're not just expected to.
Am I weird? Because that thought has never crossed my mind.
All the time.
You've never looked at a woman and been like, you should smile more.
No.
You're one of the good ones, Billy.
And yeah, is it just me or is she just like a you know what?
When you were growing up, did your mom ever correct you and be like, that's not ladylike, don't do that?
Yes. I was brought up very modest. Very modest. So I do have that in my head.
Okay. So the thing for me on this list is hats. Hats inside. Who cares if I'm wearing a hat inside?
You want us to stop?
Who cares?
The rule of it's disrespectful. It's shown as a sign.
Why?
It's shown as a sign of respect. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Right, but where did that come from? And somebody's going to Google it and tell me, oh, back in 1490, blah, 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 some king over there said you can't wear a hat. And that's why we're not allowed to wear hats inside.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.